morning and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Thursday the 15th of December. Nora Valentina Munoz, the 10-year-old girl who was kidnapped by a Colombian rebel group last October, said she is now free thanks to the prayers of Pope Benedict XVI. Munoz has told the Catholic News Agency that seeing the Pope means a lot to me because Pope Benedict XVI prayed for me when I was kidnapped and thanks to him I am free. The girl was in Rome with her family to participate in a Mass for Latin America, celebrated on the 12th of December. After hearing of the girl's capture, the Pope began offering prayers for her immediate release and for all those kidnapped in Colombia. Munoz said she was very happy to represent Colombia at the Mass in St. Peter's on Monday. She was among dozens of young people who each carried the flag of their respective country. Juan Sebastian Lozada, 25, who was kidnapped for 3 years by Colombian rebels together with his mother and his brother, also attended the Mass. He said the experience was very exciting and that to see firsthand what the Holy Father conveys is always a reason for admiration and pride. Lozada's mother, Gloria Polanco, former congresswoman and widow of former governor of the province of Huila, Jaime Lozada, was kidnapped by the Marxist rebel group, FARC, with her two sons on July 26, 2001. While they were held hostage, Jaime Lozada was assassinated by the FARC for not paying the ransom money the rebels demanded for his family. Juan said that their faith sustained them during their captivity. He said, "I think that in the most difficult and darkest moments, when everything seems lost, only the faith and the hand of God can help someone endure." He added that his devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe helped him to withstand the suffering. "I'm very devoted to Our Lady and to God, to my entire Catholic faith, and this has enabled me to bear everything we have had to suffer in the last few years with greater incentive." Pope Benedict XVI says that people should trust in God's loving plan for their lives, even when events do not meet their expectations. "When we ask the Lord for something in our prayer, we must not expect an immediate fulfillment of our requests, of our will," he said in a general audience yesterday. "Rather, we should entrust ourselves to the will of the Father, reading events in the perspective of his glory, of his plan of love, which is often a mystery to our eyes." The Pope continued his focus on the theme of prayer in his comments to the 7,000 pilgrims gathered in the Vatican's Paul VI Audience Hall. "In our prayer," he said, "request, praise and thanksgiving should fuse together, even when it seems to us that God does not respond to our expectations." He added that abandoning ourselves to the love of God is a fundamental principle in our dialogue with him and leads to the greatest gift he can give us, which is his friendship, his presence, his love. To illustrate his point, the Pope reflected on two scenes from the Scriptures, Jesus healing a deaf man in the Gospel of St. Mark, and the raising of Lazarus, as recounted in the Gospel of St. John. "When Christians pray," the Pope said, "they must share in this profound bond between love for God and love for others." He said, "This will allow them to open the door to God and learn how to abandon our own selves in order to become close to others, especially in moments of trial, bringing them consolation, hope and light." And finally, the dates for World Youth Day 2013 have been confirmed. World Youth Day will take place from the 23rd of July to the 28th in Rio de Janeiro. The decision was made by the Pontifical Council for the Laity, which is responsible for organising the event, as well as a local organising committee from Brazil. The groups are currently meeting in Rome and are expected to shortly release a logo for the next meeting of Catholic youth. And that's today's Catholic News. Thanks very much for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.